News Talk 790 KFYO. Good morning. It is 7:09 with Tom and Laura. This is Lubbock's First News. And on the phone with us is Justice of the Peace Precinct 4, I guess we would say elect, or the apparent elect, Anne-Marie Carruth. There is not a Democratic opponent in the election in November, so pretty much, you know, this was for all the marbles, I guess. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you.
Hey, listen, I know that you're not, I spoke to you last evening, you're not feeling really well. Sounds like your voice is challenged, but thanks for calling in and getting up early with us this morning.
Oh, absolutely. No, I think my voice is a little more shot from standing at the polls yesterday and, you know, hollering at people, please go vote. It's, I think it's more from that
right.
than it is from feeling under the weather. So.
Right. Well, hey, congratulations on the result on the election. And real quick, tell us where you're at and, you know, what your plans are now.
Well, you know, I kind of promised myself I'd take the day off today and start again on the day after. You know, my plan first and foremost is to, you know, meet with the other justices of the peace. I've mentioned before that, you know, although we hear the same types of cases and we'll be doing the same types of things, that we run independently. And so I'd really like to meet with all of them first and foremost and get their opinions on things and take the best things that they're doing in their courts and bring them all to this JP4 court.
Well, that kind of sounds like a logical progression. I think most people would probably fall into the same vein. It's just a question of rolling up your sleeves and getting in there and doing it.
Right, absolutely. Well, and I think you've got some very experienced judges in those courts that have been there for a long time and, you know what they're doing and have probably tried lots of things and figured out what's worked for them. So I want to take from their experience and their knowledge and put it to good use.
Yeah, just real quick, and this is, I was driving down the street the other day and just thinking about this race. And, you know, what happens, you know, for the winner and what happens for the loser? Well, the thing is you actually won this particular election and you do have a law firm. So what happens there? Do you maintain your law firm? Does somebody else, do you have people that, you know, work for you? What are you going to be doing?
No, you know, the beauty of my office is that it's always been a solo practice. It's just been me. Of course, I have my father as of counsel, but it was just the two of us. And so we will have to figure out what we do, especially with the actual property. I have a long-term lease on my office, but we'll have to wrap that up. And I think my dad will be looking forward to retirement. He likes to joke that I work him harder now as of counsel than he ever did when he was practicing. So
right.
He's probably looking forward to retirement, and I'm looking forward to working for Precinct 4.
All right, to my right and Laura's left, Anne-Marie, in the studio, in the same place normally where you would sit, we also have Gary Vaughn, who was your opponent in the race, and he's got some words for you.
Well, good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Anne-Marie, and I'd like to say congratulations. I did enjoy, I can't say I had a bad incident at all running in the campaign. I've met a lot of wonderful people, and it was definitely an experience.
That's I think probably the best way to describe it. It was definitely an experience, and I enjoyed getting to know you and your volunteers. And thank you for running a good race.
Hey, now Anne-Marie, Gary's got a little bit of a sunburn. It was apparent that he was out there. did you pick up a sunburn yesterday?
Well, you know, I was blessed with my mom's kind of Italian complexion, so I don't burn as much as I do tan. But I've definitely got some fierce tan lines today.
Good. Well, hey, Anne-Marie.
It was a great race and really a really tough decision because there was not a loser in this situation. You both were very qualified for the job, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think the county people have anything to fret. I think either that now that she's in, I think she'll do a fine job. If I would have got in, I feel like I would have done a good job. You know, she's right. We need to thank all the people. I'd definitely like to thank my wife and my daughter for all of the
putting up with you,
all the stuff that my wife put up with, and then of course my daughter was probably the strongest person in my campaign, even stronger than me. She's the one who got me out of bed and pried me around in the mornings and stuff and going. But it's a lot of good volunteers out there. A lot of people spend a lot of hours doing a lot of good things and met a lot of good people and enjoyed the process.
Hey, before we go, Anne Marie, I just wanted to add, a lot of people don't know that you do have a small child. How old's your baby?
Yes, he's 3.
So you got a toddler, so you got a full-time job and a full-time job and a full-time job. So yeah. You're a full-time mom, full-time lawyer, and then full-time campaigner.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I think I'm looking forward most to just spending so much into time with my family. And, your family members definitely take the brunt of a campaign just because, you know, it's your name on the ballot and it's you trying out for this position. But, you know, at the same time, they're just pulled into it with you, whether they want to or not.
Right.
So I'm just glad my little one still recognizes me at this point and looking forward to spending time with him. And
that will change. That will change.
Hey, Anne Marie, thanks so much for calling in. I hope you get to feeling better this morning. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you and congratulations.
The best wishes to you, Anne Marie.
Thank you. God bless y'all.
Thank you. Have a good day. Hey, Gary, thanks for coming in, man, and being such a great sport.
Thanks for the invite. Glad to be here.
Appreciate it.
Hope everything goes well with everybody that was involved.
And you are hitting the ground running today.
I'm on my way to Midland to teach for the Texas Tech PA school. I got to be down there at 10 o'clock to start teaching, so I'm fixing to head that direction and hope there's no DPS.
That's why
there.
He came in here. He came in here for the coffee and the free donut.
That's exactly right.
Daybreak coffee.
And it was good. And it was good.
We're glad to send you off to Midland with a donut in your belly.
Hey, 7:15. Good morning.